And it, right. this was another, like, I think a lot of the script was, like, fully improvised because, like, Michael Bay thought the script was garbage. Which he was right. Sometimes Broken Clock is right twice a day, my friend. And that script is trash. Well,
so it was, like, The Rock and what else?
Well, it was by the way, it was originally intended for Dana Carvey and John Lovitz. No shit, it was a piece of shit.
What's the matter? Jealous?
Not gonna do the movie. Oh, not gonna do it.
Do you think that's how he turns down projects at all times?
Or how about like he played it as H.W. Bush the entire film?
Oh, shit, dude. Right? What if... You know what he's going to say that again? I bet like now, because he was like kind of friendly with Herbert Walker because of the whole thing. Now that he's passed away, right? Like maybe he's retired it, but I think he will bring it out one last time. Phone rings, right? The Carvey residence. Dana Carvey picks up the phone. It's like 6 a.m.
George W. Bush is dead.
No. Like this is a little bit in the future, dude. Oh, okay. Like from today, like in the future, right?
Well, yeah, George W. Bush hasn't died yet.
Oh, George W. No. Fuck that guy. No. So the phone rings, right? And it's like, is this Dana Carvey? Yes, it is. Like, oh, this is Toronto General. Oh, hi, how's it going? Mike Myers has passed away. he sends his family's wishes that you do the eulogy at the funeral. And just hangs up the phone.
Or well, isn't that special?
See, if I had this kind of power, I would be getting George W. Bush's phone number. I'd be getting Jeb Bush's phone number. And at 1 a.m. drunk, I would just call up and like, son, I'm still out here.
Standing on your front lawn, boy.
Come find me.
You know, it's kind of surprising there wasn't a Church Lady movie.
Yeah, there probably were plans at some point.
You're totally right, though. You know what probably screwed that over was Stewart Saves His Family.
Yeah.
I bet, yeah.
Because that was like the torpedo into the movies of like that era of SNL.
And It's Pat did not do well either.
Also, It's Pat the movie probably had a large role to play in that.
Probably That's did not do well.
That's a fucking stink fest.
What's the matter? You haven't vacuumed under your couch lately?
Wow, you remember the line.
Yes, I do. It's from It's Pat.
Okay.
It's Pat was on a lot, and I remember, like, Charles Rocket, this is a guy to keep your eye on. Turns out he killed himself.
Still haven't seen it.
Really?
It's Pat the movie?
I've avoided it somehow.
Oh, Dave Foley's in it.
Oh, really? Yes.
Does Dave Foley play Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. What a stupid thing.
Very dumb.
That's a movie that's like, boy, it cannot escape the 1990s. It's in a box that's labeled the 1990s.
What I love about when they meet, though, like Pat and Chris, goddamn, I'm saying compliments about fucking It's Pat.
You're saying many compliments.
You're quoting your favorite lines.
No. When they're like doing their meet cute and they're like realizing they like each other and like Pat or someone's just like, you know what I hate? Bad, boring movies. And then Chris is like, I hate bad, boring movies too.
You're making me laugh about it.
It's got its moments. It's not good, but it's got its moments.
So this madam is murdered with a sledgehammer, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's part of it.
So Will Smith catches up with this guy, and this guy like hits Will Smith or something. And this is when Tay Leone calls the police station. Joey Pants answers.
Oh, right. And this sets... I mean, this is like... This movie does not need like a fucking open-door farce comedy situation here.
You're also missing that Martin Lawrence is in the middle of like trying to get phone sex going with his wife in the middle of the precinct. He's about to take it out and start jerking off. They're talking about red lingerie and all this shit. And like, do you like it? Do you like it, Marcus? And like it's and then Joey Pants comes in.
Oh man, Joey Pants, fucking boner killer, dude.
Dude, that guy's a boner slayer.
Slaying all sorts of hard dicks in here,
and it will truly be a world of bumps.
That's right.
That's his journey. That's his goal.
A wizard cursed me, and I kill boners for a living.
War of the Planet of the Boners.
A New Jersey wizard cursed me.
Don't come down here to fucking South Jersey with your hard dick. I'll fucking slay it in half.
At the end of this, you will lick my bump.
You'll remember the kid from Hoboken.
Looking at you, Gandolfini Jr., get the fuck out of here.
Oh, right. That guy's something now, right?
He's playing young Tony Soprano in this David Chase movie.
The first time I heard he existed.
Yeah, I didn't know he acted. I knew he existed. Yeah. He fucking found his poor father dead on the floor, but I didn't know he acted.
So, yeah, but so Tay Leone calls and she's like, I need to speak to Mike Lowry. I need to speak to Mike Lowry. I will only speak to Mike Lowry. And
oh,
then,
it's because the woman, Max, was like, if anything goes goes tits up, Mike Lowry is the guy you need to call.
And he's like, you know what, Martin Lawrence? You be him. He be you. You did, and the, you know, doing that thing. He's like,
and that's what's weird is like, it's a bad administrative move on Joe Pantoliano, the lieutenant.
It makes no sense. Just talk your normal. She doesn't know what he sounds like.
Yes, also,
why are you
but
just
instead,
saying-
Joey Pants is like, talk sexier, talk sexier. And like the loosest cupping of the receiver. Like she has heard all of this.
I was thinking
fucking
the same
lunacy.
Thing. He's like, put your fucking hand back over that fucking phone.
They are talking. They're yelling at each other louder than they talk on the phone.
Right, that's the thing. Like if you want to cup a phone receiver, hold it away from you, and then whisper something, that's one thing. But he's just like sort of holding it, and he's screaming his head off, his fucking bald head off.
We both know that Mike Lowry isn't here. Why is there a dial tone? what happened? Hello? 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 Fuck! Our only witness!
And she fucking hung up on me!
But there's also it's also weird. Like, no, you got to be sexier. Like Mike Lowry's sexy. Yeah.
Don't you know how sexy Mike Lowry sounds?
So he's
no but, sexier than that.
But I mean, like this is like the thing that's supposed to. I mean, like delineate it from like a Lethal Weapon. It's like, oh, in a Lethal Weapon movie, they wouldn't switch places. Like, I guess. Eh.
Who cares?
But like, it's such a stupid device.
You've got your. I mean, I'm fine with this being a Lethal Weapon clone because it's just like it's a Lethal Weapon clone, but it's in the 90s and it's two cool, young, up and coming like black actors.
It's,
awesome.
It's
like,
hip as fuck. Dude.
That's a movie I'll watch. But, you know what I mean? I don't need any more of a hook than that.